America, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It was a bitter accident.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Iran's supreme leader calls the shooting down of a Ukrainian passenger plane last week. And he also ranted against America again. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
But Dave, leading Friday prayers in Tehran for the first time in 8 years, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei saying American clowns are pretending to support the Iranian people while waiting to stab them with a poisoned dagger. In a fiery sermon, the supreme leader saying American leaders are lying. Iranian protesters have called in recent days for the Ayatollah's resignation over the Ukrainian plane crash. He called that shooting down a bitter mistake that has saddened Iran as much as it has made its enemies happy. Dave?
Simon, the supreme leader also said Iran's retaliation missile strikes dealt a blow to America's image. 11 American troops have been flown out of Iraq to be treated for possible concussions as a result of that attack. The House is on deadline to send briefs to the Senate by tomorrow for trial after delivering the articles of impeachment accusing President Trump of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
We want the truth, and maybe some Republicans will rise to the occasion.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, after they were sworn in by the Chief Justice as the jury.
Well, I think it should go very quickly. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. Everybody knows that. It's a complete hoax.
President Trump reacting afterward. The wife of Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang is making news, saying she was sexually assaulted by her doctor while pregnant in 2012.
She said there were several assaults by Dr. Robert Haddon. He would examine her with no gloves when the two were alone. Evelyn Yang went on to be one of 18 women who waged a legal fight against Haddon. He had faced several felony charges. He took a plea deal and lost his medical license, but didn't face prison time. As for Andrew Yang, his wife said he cried when she told him about the assaults.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening in just days. Publishers Clearing House will award $5,000 a week forever. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. The $5,000 a week forever prize is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. So don't miss your last chance to win. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Hurry, award day is almost here. Go to PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
They're still trying to pick a jury to put Harvey Weinstein on trial in New York. The first case stemming from the ex-Hollywood producer's sex scandal. He also faces charges in Los Angeles.
As jury selection continues in the trial of Harvey Weinstein, his attorneys have gone to the Manhattan Appellate Court to try and get the case moved out of New York City, saying media coverage, protesters, and celebrities have turned the case into a circus. That court hasn't ruled yet, but is expected to before opening statements, which could be next week. 7 jurors have been selected so far, 4 men and 3 women, with a few more to go in order to seat 12 jurors and 6 alternates. Weinstein is charged with raping a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and sexually assaulting another in 2006. He claims it was consensual, and if convicted, he could face life in prison. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
We're also in court in New York today. Former Congressman Chris Collins faces sentencing for insider trading. Another casualty in baseball's sign-stealing scandal. Carlos Beltran ousted as New York Mets manager. He was a player on the 2017 Astros that won the World Series. Houston's manager and GM also fired. So was Boston manager Alex Cora, who was the Astros bench coach in 2017. And there's more.
Houston Astros second baseman Jose Altuve denying he ever wore any sort of electronic device to steal signs. His statement coming after video of his ALCS winning home run from last year went viral, with fans speculating that Altuve asked teammates not to rip off his jersey because he had a buzzer strapped to him to cheat. This as the Astros still deal with the fallout from their sign-stealing scheme reported by MLB. Altuve's agent Scott Boras addressing the report after speaking with his client, who reached out to him to vehemently deny the accusations. While MLB's investigation found a complex sign-stealing system, the league determined there was no proof that players were wearing any sort of buzzers. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could hit records again. Futures are rising this morning. The day after the Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 hit all-time highs again. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Yeah, wearing a buzzer.
Yeah.
A little sophisticated versus the trash can.
Right.
And Jose Altuve was coming around third. He won the game with a home run against the New York Yankees. It won the series, got him to the World Series. And he's like, eyes wide open, kind of going, no, no, don't rip my jersey off. Don't rip my jersey off. And his eyes are big. He's like really afraid that it'll be revealed what he's got underneath. And they ask him after the game, he says, well, my wife says that it embarrasses her when they rip my shirt off. That's why I did, huh? And then there's a picture of Josh Reddick, who has a little wire taped to his chest that he must have forgot to remove when he went to an interview. I don't know how widespread this is, but it got a little more sophisticated, apparently, from the garbage can that they banged on.
Wow.
So maybe one buzz for fastball, a couple buzzes for off-speed. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The depth of this, and Carlos Beltran lost his job. That's the former Cardinal, who has been a lot of teams and played for the St. Louis Cardinals a couple of years.
In this case, New York Mets manager. Yeah,
was the Mets manager for about a week and never managed a game. Yeah, maybe a month or three. Anyway, wow, unbelievable how deep this was getting. But then if you're in the locker room and you're on one side that says, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. The other side is going, I got a conscience, man. Are you stepping forward? Are you a whistleblower? Are you betraying your team trust? I mean, you think peer pressure is for second graders? Man, this is unbelievable. And for me, it's worse than steroids. Steroids bumps you up and you're stronger and your fly ball that is caught at the warning track goes over the fence. But this is knowing the pitches. This is a premeditated cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And think how, and Mike Claiborne, Cardinals are in town today. We'll get on to that
right.
in just a moment.
I'm sure Carlos will come up.
Yeah, I mean, all of this should come up in some fashion. It'll be interesting to see how the Cardinals address it. Because if you're in there, You know who was taking steroids.
Right.
You knew who was cheating here. I mean, I guess there's a fraternity of some kind.
Right.
Where it's this code of silence.
Yeah.
But would you? If you're in the locker room and this is your teammate, this is your contract, your GM, your manager, are you running forward and sharing it or are you looking the other way? I think most look the other way. They got a gig. They got good money coming.
Yep.
They're not doing it, but your teammates are cheaters.
And it could give you the advantage to win, and you could be on that winning team.
Yep, you get the bonuses. You're getting desire from other teams because you're a World Series champion, all these other things that do, in fact, help you. In fact, Mike Fiers, the guy who turned everybody in, was on the World Series championship team. Had to help him get that contract in Oakland. Anyway, it's 7:08, time for local news. Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois regulators say they are warning marijuana shops against stockpiling weed from a single cultivator. The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation sent a letter to dispensaries saying they were looking into whether stores were illegally sourcing more than 40% of their product from one grower. They're also reminding retailers they must keep enough products on hand for medical patients. The AP says some dispensaries are worried that companies that own both dispensaries and cultivation sites could be trying to limit the product available to competitors. Illinois State Police are taking applications for the new trooper class. The deadline to apply is January 31st. Trooper candidates must be 21 and have an associate's degree or completed 60 hours of college coursework, along with other requirements. Those whose applications are deemed acceptable by the merit board will be invited to take the recruitment test. The application fee is $30. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, thank you, Jamie. Let's check your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. It's going to get a little dicey tonight and tomorrow, Diane.
It is. and I'm bringing it up now.
We got snow starting about 3 o'clock going up through tonight with ice.
Yes, the winter weather advisory starts at noon today and goes through midnight tomorrow. So, yes, the word ice is being used, maybe a tenth of an inch. A flood watch also in effect. Things should kick in later on, late this afternoon and into the evening and overnight hours with this wintry mix we're expecting. By dusk, we'll be at 24, but then down into the single digits for Saturday's forecast with a high 39, low 6. Only up to 12, sunny and breezy on Sunday, down to 4 in the evening. So precipitation coming our way. And again, the Cardinal Caravan with a few stops. We haven't heard anything yet, and it looks like it should be in the clear for our noon program to start up on time. The doors open at the iHotel at 11 and then 11:30 into the room. So high 30 today, down to 29. We're currently at 21 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, so we have not heard anything except we're a go. Mm-hmm. A flight, we're a go. So we'll be with the Cardinal. I'm glad I'm not Peoria and Bloomington because they got to deal with that tonight and tomorrow. They're supposed to go to Peoria and Bloomington on this run. They know very well what the forecast is. But if anything was going to change, they'd have told us by now. So we're in for the St. Louis Cardinals in town at noon today. iHotel and Conference Center. Doors open at 11. Illiniland FCA will sell you raffle tickets to win a plethora of wonderful prizes. So that's part of the gig as well. Show starts at noon. I'll do a quick welcome. Bring in the Cardinals. You'll get to ask a question or two if you want to get in line here in the middle aisle. And then away we go with the autographs. Mike Claiborne will kind of shepherd everybody. We'll take questions if you have them. They'll talk about the season. I'm sure the Houston Astros and New York Mets, biggest thing going to Major League Baseball in a very long time from the standpoint of negative. And I think there's a lot of outrage out there. But again, the issues are, you know, what's cheating? I can steal the little fingers you're throwing down underneath the catcher, and that's okay. But I, when you get into wires and cameras and
noises,
yeah, that just feels like flat out that's inappropriate. Again, though, the old style, touch the cap, go to the elbow, go to the belt, the indicator on the shoulder. I mean, all that stuff is you're not very good with your signs and you got to switch them up, and the catchers do it all the time. But when you get into electronics and really take this thing to the next level, it feels very dirty to me.
Well, I suppose they'll have to tweak the rule book in some ways on this sign stealing scheme.
Well, I think still the old fashioned where you got to be sophisticated, and most are, with giving the sign the steal or the take sign or the pitch out or whatever. I don't think that would change, but I just think the use of electronics has been negative and now certainly banned, but I don't know how. Again, people want to cheat, they want to cheat. Anyway, we'll ask Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, bottom of the hour about this and other things. The impeachment is starting Tuesday of President Donald Trump. The whole thing feels out of step for me. I can't believe we're going through all this. I don't think it'll be a very long trial. The accountability's office of the government says that the Trump administration broke the law holding back the money. And they said it's supposed to be a nonpartisan GAO or GEO or whatever the acronym is. Again, I just doesn't resonate because I think this whole thing is, if you could impeach Donald Trump for this, in my opinion, you could impeach about any president any time, particularly if you know every word of every phone call, which you don't. But if you have an inside government, the deep state, that is against Donald Trump and are willing to leak to the New York Times anytime he wakes up and goes to bed and breathes, it the whole thing just doesn't. And I don't think the people of the country overall, there's certainly a core that can't stand this president. And to that, I would say vote him out. Don't vote for him. But let's get this election going in November 3, 2020, later this year, and see what the American people say. And then we live with it. If it's not Donald Trump, then it's whoever. Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, whoever it might be. That's how we do it. If it is Donald Trump, then he's my president 4 more years, and that's how we do it. That's my recommendation for the United States and Champaign-Urbana. Just vote your conscience. I know how this county will vote. I respect it. I disagree with it, but it's not going to be Republican. The county, using the students at the University of Illinois, who, by the way, don't live here, will make this a very blue county.
Right.
All right, sports headlines, ESPN 93.5, quarter after. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, coming up bottom of the hour. Diane's got the latest in sports headlines.
Well, and we were just talking about Carlos Beltran being the latest, fired as the New York Mets manager, and his association with the St. Louis Cardinals could make the discussion interesting with our Cardinal Caravan at noon today. Presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, we'll have the autographed cards that we hand out when the kids 15 and under come in with their one item to autograph. So after the panel discusses things like this, or you have Q&A for Tommy Edman, Daniel Ponce de Leon, and then Matthew Libitor is in also as our new addition to the panel. And of course, we have Cardinals alumni and broadcaster Mike Claiborne, also part of today's event. So make sure you come on out. Again, arrival between 11 and 11:30. I believe we'll open up the doors to the room at 11:30. And then, of course, the panel and everybody, the program starts at noon. If you're thinking you could make it back to work at 1, I think that's doable, especially if you're not doing the autograph thing. And, of course, bring a little money for the raffle tickets because there's great items handed out from the St. Louis Cardinals organization. Also trending in Major League Baseball, Alyssa Natkin has become the first female coach in Major League Baseball in staff history when she was named assistant under San Francisco Giants Gabe Kapler. So that's happening. Mm-hmm. Go ladies.
Mm-hmm.
As far as basketball goes, our women team fell to Purdue yesterday, 81-67. On the women's Parkland team, 104-22, beating Malcolm X College. Our Parkland team ranked number 19. Number 18, Parkland men's basketball team taking on Malcolm X College, winning 74-48. Their record is at 13-4. As far as Big Ten basketball, tomorrow we have Wisconsin at Michigan, number 15, Michigan State, and then number 19, Michigan at Iowa. And of course, our Illini in action at 4. And we're ranked number 24. Tomorrow in the morning at 11 a.m., the Buckeyes are at Penn State. A lot of people looking at the NFL playoffs, and I'm sure that'll come up in discussion with Coach Mike Ditka. And we have Tennessee at Kansas City, 2:05 start. 5:45 is Green Bay at San Francisco.
Is that tomorrow or Sunday?
Or Sunday.
Sunday?
Yes.
2:05 and...
And then that'll set up our Super Bowl contest.
It'll be 2 weeks away, right? 2 weeks from Sunday.
That's right.
It'll be Super Bowl. And who's doing the, didn't Demi somebody get the national anthem?
Oh, I hadn't looked that up
Demi,
yet.
Demi, what's her name? Demi.
Lovato?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she gets
the
national anthem.
She was a Disney
anthem.
Star back in the day.
Okay, and I think J-Lo's doing the halftime.
That's right, with Shakira. So, and if it was Kansas City and Green Bay, that goes back to the first Super Bowl back in 1967.
Green Bay pounded everybody in the first two. It was Oakland and Kansas City in the first two, or Kansas City and Oakland in the first two. And then if anybody remembers that far back, you're old. But I do remember Super Bowl III, and that was the jittery, amazing New York Jets. They weren't jittery in 1969. Joe Namath was this brash quarterback, and they were facing the Baltimore Colts, and they were 18-point underdogs, and Joe Willie White Shoes from Alabama and Bear Bryant could throw the football, and the New York Jets were in this AFL that was called American Football League, and then it was the National Football League.
Right.
And he said, "We'll win. I guarantee it." And everybody went, "Just what? They're 18 points. They're going to get crushed." And here come the New York Jets winning 16-7 over Earl Morrill started. Johnny Unitas was hurt, but he came in and gave them their only touchdown in the fourth quarter, 16-7. And that merged the American Football League and the National Football League to this NFL. And then it was NFC, AFC, but back then it was, I'm old, sorry. That's history, back in the 60s. For you kids out there, don't remember that. Anyway, Kansas City back in. I thought Kansas City had won a Super Bowl, but I'm not sure they have. I'll have to look that up myself. Let's check your weather, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for over 35 years at wattscopy.com.
A winter weather advisory for us starts at noon today and goes until midnight. We've also got this flash flood watch in effect starting at 6 this evening and going through noon on Saturday. So keep in mind, we've got some weather coming our way. Today's high 32, down to 29. The wintry mix starts late in the day, could be icy with some some snow and could be up to an inch of precipitation with this flood watch. Tomorrow's high at 39, temperatures dropping down to 6. Mostly sunny, blustery, and windy on Sunday, high 12, low 4.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provida Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provida Financial Group, LLC.com. Current temperature is
21.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's a lot of buying from investors around the world the day after Wall Street closed at record highs. This in the wake of an interim trade deal signed between Washington and Beijing. Also, when Google parent Alphabet passed $1 trillion in market value, Wall Street is expected to open higher today. Facebook and Twitter under pressure in the UK to turn over data about possible dangers their social media products cause to young people. The Royal College of Physicians warns of an increase in self-harm and suicide among teens that can be traced to social media use. The group also wants the companies to be taxed at a higher rate so some of the revenue can be used to research the impact of social media on young people. And reports say Facebook is backing away from efforts to sell ads on WhatsApp, the popular messaging service being used by 1.5 billion people around the world. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Hemmer Reports premieres January 20th.
Moving to the town of Chaldea.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Bill Hemmer Reports premieres January 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
Stevie J Broadcasting welcomes the St. Louis Cardinals Caravan to the iHotel and Conference Center this Friday at noon. Broadcaster Mike Claiborne will introduce players Tommy Edman, Daniel Ponce de Leon, Matthew Liberatore, and Nolan Gorman, as well as Cardinals alumni Kyle McClellan and Bernard Gilkey. This free program starts promptly at noon. Kids 15 and under will get an autographed ticket to get their items signed by the panel at the end of the caravan, which is presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We hope to see you this Friday at noon. Learn more at cardinals.com/caravan.
Big Grove Tavern at 1 East Main Street in downtown Champaign has something for everyone. Serving great steaks, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, along with a first-class wine, cocktail, and beer selection. Weekend brunches roll out a party with a mimosa bar and breakfast classics. Or maybe you need some private space for your next event, lunch, or meeting. Email sales@biggrovetavern.com or call 237-3505 for information on 3 private rooms. Big Grove, big flavor.
Yeah, it's a new year. Why not a new appliance from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World? That's where you go. It's on Neal Street as you approach the mall before I-74. It's on the right-hand side of the road. They're the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois, located here in Champaign, but they also have Bloomington, Springfield, Decatur. They offer discount pricing on quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Not only low prices, but the best selection of appliances in Central Illinois, and they can get whatever they want as well. They specialize in appliance service and repair, and they also do delivery and installation. And, of course, you cannot beat their free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, that's where you go if you want to visit. Remodeling in some rooms or just building a home, start there with those good appliances. Check them out. Champaign again on South Neal. I'm sorry, just south of I-74 on Neal. Appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Okay.
Well, we got a text into 359-2255 that talks about Hillary and Michelle. And would they throw in last minute?
You know, there are rules to all that, and I'm starting to think it's getting too late because you have to do petitions. You have to have people, volunteers go in 50 states and get all these signatures. I think it is getting too late. So I don't know if that's going to be quite the slam dunk. I do think, for the record, Michelle Obama or Oprah Winfrey would be a problem simply because of the popularity. We're kind of in a pop culture, bachelor, bachelorette kind of a society. And that popularity might trump the fact that anybody has any experience.
Right.
I don't think Michelle Obama wants anywhere near 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, my opinion. Oprah doesn't want the job. Take a huge pay cut. and all kinds of conflicts with her billionaire status.
That's right.
But then again, Donald Trump's a billionaire, so is Michael Bloomberg.
Right,
so it can be done. And I'm sure there have been recruitment efforts.
And another text in about Packers did beat the Chiefs in the first Super Bowl. Yep. Chiefs have never won.
Okay.
Actually, best Viking in 69.
They won now? Vikings have never won one. They lost four in the 70s. They were in there four times with Fran Tarkenton. I used to know every Super Bowl outcome.
Is that right?
Up to the first 20 or 25, I knew everything you wanted to know about. But now we're at 50-something.
Right.
Yeah, so
54 this one in Miami.
Yeah, lost track.
Well, and I was looking into Super Bowl halftime music entertainment, and the first one was Al Hurt.
Well, I think they had a marching band on number two.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Al Hurt was the great trumpet player.
Yes.
In New Orleans, Johnny and I and Mary were at Al Hurt's, and Al was playing his trumpet right over my head.
Oh, nice.
And then afterwards, I went up to him. The three of us were pretty good friends. Al Hurt, Doc Severinsen, and Billy Kilmer, who used to be a quarterback for the Washington Redskins.
Okay.
And Johnny said, "Where'd Steve go?" And I'm over there talking to my new friends. Doc Severinsen had a rabbit coat on, all fur.
Okay.
And Al Hurt, I said, "That was beautiful." And he said, he shook my hand and said, "Thank you, baby.
Thank you, baby."
Yeah, Al and I are pretty tight back
excellent.
In the day.
Excellent, yeah.
Yep, 726, our Stever of the day is handing out cash. I'm just handing you Ben Franklin's. And if you're not sure what a Ben Franklin is, that's a $100 bill.
There you go.
Prospect Bank, the opportunity bank. If you're not a customer of Prospect Bank and you want to be, Stevie J is handing out $100 bills to go start a checking account. I mean, it could be for your 12-year-old. But the point is, I'm giving you money.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take you 15 minutes. You have to set something up with, I got the name and the phone number there for you on the voucher.
Sounds good.
So you text in money or prospect or whatever you'd like to indicate you're interested in my offer this morning.
Centrally located at Prospect and Kirby.
Very nice. And they welcome your dog.
Yes.
How lovely is that?
The milk bones are ready.
Yeah. And they love dogs, and they welcome them on a leash, of course. Yeah, my dog's trained. Now, put him on a leash, please.
Right.
I hold my dog's train trick. 359-2255. If you just want cold, hard cash.
We've got the word money coming in already. Is that what we're going with?
Money. Yeah, that's fine. Money or prospect or whatever's easy on your hands-free device there. Don't want to promote illegal activity here.
True.
359-2255, text in money if you want money. It's be like me standing here at the Pines in Urbana at the corner of Boulder and Windsor handing out $100 bills.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd stop. And yeah, you got to go through a hoop. You have to set up your appointment within a week.
Yeah.
And then you have to tell me how they treated you. Were they kind to Fido or Rover or whatever your dog's name is? Nobody names those dogs in this region anymore. 359-2255, text in money. If you want $100, it's spend my money and keep it. The promotion that people scratch their heads about, including me.
GoStever.com.
GoStever.com. Get online. That thing's exploding.
That's right.
Be part of all these giveaways in 2020. Essentially, you've joined my buyer's club. That's kind of what it is. I'm paying you to shop.
Mm-hmm.
And today, it's just money.
That's right.
Getting interest.
Prospect Bank.
Getting some interest in the money.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, that's a pretty easy one.
Exactly.
359-2255. Text in money if you want $100 to open a checking account. Have to be a new customer. Have to get this going within a week. And you have to tell me what you thought when you're done. Good luck to you for free money. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny Nick, 728 on this Friday. It's Cardinal Caravan Day, noon at the I Hotel.
Hey, Miss Johnson, what's this you got cooking here on the stove?
Now, Billy, I told you to stay out of that until supper time, you hear me?
But, Miss Johnson, it smells so good, and it's so cold out.
I know it smells good, Billy. It's because it's my famous stew with a great cut of meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
If you're looking for the best cuts of meat for stew, soups, or any dish that will keep you warm this winter, head to the U of I Meat Sales Room. The U of I Meat Sales Room on the corner of Maryland and Florida in Urbana.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign. Yeah,
I thought Kansas City had 1-1, and the texter said, yes, it was Super 4. So that was over Minnesota. That was the first of their four losses in the Super Bowl in the 70s.
23-7 is what Daskal said the final was.
Yeah, Green Bay, New York Jets, Baltimore Colts, and I think Super 5 in 71 would have been the Kansas City Chiefs. So I thought they'd won one. Well, could they get back? We'll find out after this weekend. If they get back to the Super Bowl, they'll have to beat a very hot Tennessee Titan team.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say hot is better than good. And Washington Nationals proved that as a wild card team winning the World Series. It's just when you get hot and you're good, it's tough. Okay, again, we're giving out $100 bills this morning. If you're not a customer of Prospect Bank, you want to open a checking account, I'll give you the $100 seed money. Start it for a child, start it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have another place to keep money.
Yeah, maybe you got a side hustle going on. It's all good.
Just keep another account going just to kind of sock it away for something.
That's right.
359-2255. You text the word money, I give you $100. We got room for a couple more. 7:30 ESPN 93.5.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Calling President Trump a clown, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei leads Friday prayers for the first time in 8 years. Translated here.
Spokesman for the wicked government of America keeps saying that we are standing with the Iranian people. You are lying. If you stand with the Iranian people, it is because you want to stick your poison dagger into the chest of the Iranian nation.
President Trump has expressed support for anti-regime protesters in Iran. The Ayatollah praising his country's missile strikes in Iraq, in which we now know Americans were injured. The president's guest this morning, college football's national champions.
The LSU team that beat Clemson 42-25 in the national championship game in New Orleans on Monday arrives at the White House today to celebrate that victory. President Trump, who's been politically popular in Louisiana, was loudly cheered when he arrived on the Superdome field on Monday ahead of the national anthem.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 23-year-old Danville man was killed in a two-vehicle wreck early Wednesday. Danville police say it was a head-on crash on Lynch Road, just out the main street that happened Wednesday morning. 23-year-old Kirkland Butcher was killed. He was a passenger and was pronounced dead at the scene. Illinois State Police are taking applications for the new Trooper class. The deadline to apply is January 31st. Trooper candidates must be 21 and have an associate's degree or completed 60 hours of college coursework, along with other requirements. Those whose applications are deemed acceptable by the merit board will be invited to take the recruitment test. The application fee is $30. You can find the application online on the ISP website. A reminder that Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Most government offices are closed. It is also a federal holiday, so there will be no mail, and most banks are closed Monday as well. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of four light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
Big Ten Basketball is back in State Farm Center, and your Fighting Illini are ready to excite.
Georgie left the hole! A drive on the baseline, and he hammers it in!
Be able to say, I was there for the next big win.
The game is over. Upset Illinois over Michigan. Michigan. Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season. Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com or by calling 1-866-ILLINI1.
All right, here's your weather. Diane Ducey, we got some weather coming in. It'll be after the Cardinal Caravan, though.
That's right. Today, cloudy with a high 32, low 29. A winter weather advisory in effect starting at noon today and extending through tomorrow at midnight. We've got a wintry mix and precipitation coming our way. Tomorrow's high at 39, then dropping to 6 by late in the evening. Only up to 12 on Sunday, mostly sunny and breezy, down to around 4. Currently 21 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, it's been a while. Happy to have back on the radio Brother Johnny in New Orleans, Louisiana. Johnny!
TVJ, good morning. Happy New Year, Coach. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Coach. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. Miss talking. Now, Johnny says we need an hour to kind of cover the bases of all that's happened over the
last...
Oh, man. A lot going on. I have to begin with the impeachment of Donald J. Trump begins Tuesday in the Senate. But I have to play you this one-minute clip of Donald and Melania Trump in the Superdome in Louisiana for the National Championship College Football Game.
Joined by the President of the United States and the First Lady.
A future that will not have Donald Trump in the White House. One way or another, 10 months from now, we will have an election if we don't have him removed sooner. But again, he will be impeached forever. Be impeached forever.
Presidents announce at sporting events, but I've never heard that. That's the biggest ovation ever. It's usually boos and cheers, a mix of everything. This whole thing feels out of step, Johnny.
Well, and by the way, impeach means to accuse. They always accused the president of doing something he didn't do. I mean, I don't know, Mike. They don't have a whole lot else to say. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I kind of agree with you, but then, you know, that's the way I am. But we've got a guy in the White House right now. We've got the economy is humming. Everything's going pretty good for the United States of America. And I think a lot of it really is because of the leadership of Donald Trump. But, I mean, people can believe what they want to believe and think what they want to think, and they're going to do that. And what you say, what I say, is not going to change anything that they believe. So God bless them. I mean, you know, they believe differently than me, and I understand that. But I think he's done a hell of a job. I really do.
Well, you got a Dow. The Dow Jones is about to touch 30,000. Well, it was 18,000.
Unbelievable.
It's really incredible. It really is. I mean, I don't know what they want in there. I mean, they want a facade in there like we had in there with Obama, I guess. I don't know.
But, you know, Stevie, I never thought Pelosi would go through with this impeachment because I didn't think she would allow herself to be forced into the position she is now. It's lose, lose, lose. Why? And now, what are they doing, Steve? They're giving Trump another win. Steve, people in this country, actually, our culture is we like to win. And Trump is going to win this. He's going to win. It doesn't matter what you're hearing. He's going to win. He's not going to be convicted. That's a win. He's won on everything. Look, he's won on trade. He's won on the jobs, the stock market. He's won on the wall, on the China trade war, on the Mexico-Canada trade agreement. He wins. That's just my favorite line. We're going to win. Win, win, win. You're going to say, Mr. President, please, no more winning.
No more winning. Yeah. And then you have Iran, where we take out a really, really bad guy in this Soleimani who was killing his own people, killing Syrians, killing Americans, wounding Americans, thousands of them. We take out a terrorist that Barack Obama said was a terrorist. And you got the media that pretty much is propping up the general and the heart of Iran and all this other garbage. I could not believe the coverage of that thing.
Well, I think, yeah, we've talked about it before, but, you know, you talk about the threats to America, and you can talk about China and Russia, but it's the media. Mike, because they're on the inside, they're supposed to be on the American side, and they're the ones that really undermine what the truth is, and that's where the republic depends on truth, and if we don't know what it is, that's the biggest threat. In my opinion, to this country right now, is the way the media has become unhinged. Mike, have you seen anything like it? I've never seen anything like it.
No, it's really incredible. It's only happening because of the man in office, is Donald Trump, period. It never happened any other time in American history to go to the extent that they're going to. And they can't beat him. What he says is, they know what he says is right, and they know what he's doing is right. So they really don't understand it. And it's really a shame, too, because I thought we were all about America for, you know, and making the country great and doing the things that we have to do. But when I look at what's going on, it's really a shame. It really is not to be. I mean, and look up here and have people say, well, I respect Nancy Pelosi. How could you? How could you really respect her?
Well, if you want to go, a lot of times you want to cut to the chase and say, okay, what would the people bet on? Of course, you can bet on the presidential race in England, and the odds are 7-5. You bet 700, you win 500. So it's over 50-50 now for the betting public, if that gives you an indication. And at this minute, it would appear that he has a very good chance. Well, you never know, and I think there'll be shenanigans, and as there always are in these elections, but there's going to be vitriol. There's going to be more hate. It's going to be pretty ugly by about September.
And then don't forget, okay, so you have Trump. Then who do you got? We don't know who these people will come up with to put against Donald Trump. I'll tell you, I look at the Democratic debate again, Coach.
Who is there? Who do they really have?
I don't know.
Name somebody. I don't know. Throw a name out there. I don't know.
I mean, it's.
Who do they have?
I'm told Joe Biden.
Elizabeth Warren.
I think Joe Biden is probably
You've
still.
You've got to be kidding.
Yeah, I know.
Joe Biden couldn't walk a dog.
All right, here's Elizabeth Warren after the debate the other night with Bernie Sanders.
I think you called me a liar on national TV. I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion? We'll have that discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
Okay, so she said Bernie told her 30 years ago that a woman couldn't be president. He said, no, I never said that. No, it was actually 4 years ago. She claimed he said that. While 30 years ago, Bernie's on tape saying, I think a woman can be president. I'm going to lean to Bernie on this one, Johnny.
Oh, well, come on. Elizabeth has a hard time knowing what the truth is. So I'll go with Bernie. That's the only thing I can say about Bernie Sanders, Coach. He tends to say what he thinks. I think all of what he says is wrong, but he believes it, and he does tend to tell the truth. At least that appears to me. But anyway, that's just the kind of thing. And either one of them, I do think, Stevie, Bernie's going to end up with this nomination. Because the progressives are supporting him, and that's who forced this whole impeachment thing. They couldn't stop him from doing that, which is just about as close to political suicide as you can get. And now they're going to put him in, and he'll do better than you think. But he's not going to beat Trump. So I don't know. We have to see.
I don't either.
That's why it's America. It's a great country. It's free to do anything you want to
listen,
do.
Listen, here's why it's a great country. In 2002, Barack Obama had his credit card turned down at LAX, the airport in Los Angeles. By 2008, he was president of the United States. You have a coffee barista serving coffee. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and then she's running the Democratic Party 2 years later. What? This is a great country.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. I had some very disturbing news. She was born in October of the year she needed to be born to actually be able to run for president next time. I thought she had to wait one more cycle. But next time, she could be in the mix.
I thought she's 28. She's got to be 35.
No, she'll be 35 by the time that next election day, like 2 weeks after her birthday.
Good news. She can run for president next time, and she probably will. I mean,
oh, yeah. No, she'll be there, I think. But, no, you're right. It's amazing what opportunity we have, Coach. And that's why I support more of the, I don't know, things that give us our freedom, the spread of power and the fairness in elections that will give us a choice and allow us to be free. And this idea of trying to drive us one side or another with false statements is always going to end in disaster. So, you know, that's my general thesis, and I'm glad I'm in America. Very glad, Steve.
Coach, as you said it, the way it is right now, what we say won't change any minds, and what they say won't change my mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, big weekend. The NFL has the championship games in the NFC and the AFC. Coach, I want to ask you, game one, you got a hot Tennessee Titan team playing a very good Kansas City Chief team. What do you see there?
Well, I really don't know enough about Tennessee. I really don't. But you're right. They really are hot. But I do. I know Mahomes.
Yeah.
And I know what they're doing in Kansas City. And, I mean, I have to say, I'm amazed. I mean, I didn't think that he could carry this club like he has, and he has. So I don't know. I'm sure it'll be a heck of a football game. If I was a betting man, I don't know who I'd bet on, really. I don't know. But, you know, no one kind of expected them, the other one, to get in there, and all of a sudden they're in there. So let's see what happens, Tennessee.
Yeah, and they got Henry, too, Coach, that big running back.
Derrick Henry, oh, my.
They're good. They're well. I mean, I understand. Mahomes is amazing to me. That's all I'm telling you.
Yeah, Mahomes is amazing.
Did you ever meet Vrabel? Vrabel seems to know what he's doing. I guess he played for.
I've met him. Yeah, he's a good man.
Yeah,
good man.
Big linebacker, wasn't he, Mike Vrabel?
He played for Coach Belichick.
Yep.
And so he's got a good background and he knows what he's doing. He'll be fine.
We were in Maui as the Saints lost. I couldn't even watch the thing on the phone. I just couldn't even watch it, but that was disappointing. But NFC Championship, I thought the Saints might get back there, but it'll be Packers at the 49ers. Johnny, what do you see?
Well, I see the 49ers winning that game, but the Packers played a good game against Seattle, and if they can play four quarters, Mike, they got a chance. But the Packers have a bad quarter or two just about every game, and I don't think they'll get away with that out in San Francisco.
Yeah, I think the key is, can the Packers defense hold up at all? If they can hold up, I think they got a chance, because I think Aaron Rodgers will do some damage with the offense against their defense. But I tell you, the 49ers are an amazing organization. I mean, they've come on, and they're good. They really are good, and they're well-coached, and it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I kind of pull for the Packers, but it doesn't matter. Whoever wins.
Yeah, should be good Super Bowl again.
Good home field for the 49ers, which, by the way, is not in San Francisco. They've moved the stadium closer to San Jose.
Yeah.
But it's a loud stadium. It's going to be packed. Probably going to be pretty good weather. And unless they hit the kind of weather you did when you came in on Sunday, Stevie.
Yeah, right. It's going to be, could be windy, who knows. That's where the Fighting Illini played their bowl games, where the 49ers have their home games in Santa Clara. So it's a nice, relatively new stadium. Okay, it's Brother Johnny Mike Ditka. A few more minutes. I've got to ask you about the baseball thing. It's exploding about taking and stealing signs electronically. And the issue of how far is too far? For me, it's too far to use electronics. I think the old style of the guy touches his hat and then his elbow, if you can pick up something from that, I think that's baseball. But something weird and dirty sounds about this electronics, perhaps being wired to feel a buzz under your shoulder, which is the accusation for last year's Houston team. I don't know, Coach. I'm against it. I think it's wrong what they were doing, and I think baseball is going to pay for it a little bit. And the big question is, who isn't doing it, and how widespread is it?
You know, from the beginning of time, sports was about playing on a level playing field, and now they don't want to make a level anymore. And that is wrong. You're right. Exactly, it's wrong. It's one thing, like when you're playing. I played Sandlot, and if you could catch the signal, if you had a guy on second base and he would relay the signal, a fastball, a curve, when he saw the catcher sign. But that didn't work any time either, because they just keep changing the sign.
Yeah.
So
you
say, well, he's going to throw you a curve or he throws you a fastball. It's all different. But, sport I thought was played on a level playing field. Both teams go out and do the best they can. Best team wins. I mean, why do we always have to have an edge?
They just want to win, Coach. It's the old Lance Armstrong story. or, you know, it, he said, well, everybody's doing it. I could either get last and say, well, I did it fair. I could win and play with the rest of the guys that were cheating. And I don't know if the rationale, but people want to win. Yeah. And that's,
well, and then,
that's the whole thing.
Coach, the other dynamic is, you know, if you're in the locker room and you don't like all of that because you have a conscience and you're not, they say, well, if you don't cheat, you're not trying. If you're not doing everything you can to win, you're not trying. And yet you've got a conflict going on. And the pitcher that turned him in is getting some abuse about how could you turn on your players and teammates. I mean, there's conflict and stuff going on in locker rooms all the time in sports. But when is it time to come forward, I guess, is the question.
Well, the emphasis has become on, not on playing the game, but on winning. And when the emphasis is winning, and the money is so high, and the rewards are so great, people are going to go out of their way to try to win. And if that means bending the rules, they're going to bend the rules. That's all there is to it.
Well, I'll tell you, you make a good point, Coach. And I was just thinking, the last actually year or so, I need to just enjoy the game, and from a fan's perspective, because watching these athletes play is really quite a treasure. I mean, what they can do in all these sports is amazing. But to have a team, it's too painful, Steve.
Yeah.
I can't take it anymore. I just want to enjoy watching any team, any game, and watch these guys play, because when you attach yourself to a team, it hurts.
Yeah. No, the Saints losing hurt me, Johnny and Mike. That really hurt me. So, yeah.
You should be down here.
Yeah, I bet. But you're right.
Oh, dear, Coach.
And the Saints might be one of the, maybe the one or two top teams in the, best teams in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, they lost the game.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, and you know what? This weekend we'll watch the, you know, Titans play at the Chiefs, and we'll play Green Bay at San Francisco. I'll enjoy those. I don't care.
Yeah, me too.
That'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch. Well, guys,
By the way, Steve, I got one more sports team to point out. Illinois basketball, they're looking pretty good. We got a game tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, we play Northwestern tomorrow. Coach, the Fighting Illini basketball team is ranked for the first time since 2014, so there's good energy around Champaign-Urbana. So that's good news.
Well, great. That's terrific.
And you know, Lovie Smith making a bowl game with the Fighting Illini was big news for us late last year. Coach, that was a good thing for Lovie.
That's great. Yeah, he's. I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for University of Illinois.
Guys, we'll leave it there. I'm going to plan to call you both next Friday because the Central Illinois fans here want to hear what you guys say and think, and we'll track everything as we always do. Mike, thanks. Johnny, thank you.
All right, guys. Hey, you take care. God bless you,
Mike.
Thank you. God bless you both. Johnny in New Orleans, Mike in Naples, Florida. He'll be back to Chicago in a few months.
Uh-huh.
ESPN 93.5, always good.
Yeah.
Get Mike and Johnny fix. And you might not agree with everything they say. That's fine. They just say what they say.
An interesting perspective about the cheating and, you know, the trying. You got to try or, you know.
Well, it's just different. If I say, let's go play a game of softball, you know, we'd all have a pretty good time. I say, let's go play a softball where it gets $10,000. You're going to look for an edge, right?
You're right.
$10,000 each if you win that softball game. Slow pitch. You're going to do what you can to get an edge. It's just, we're talking about guys getting contracts to play baseball for $30 million a year. Mookie Betts is part of the Boston Red Sox. The Boston Red Sox are part of this cheating thing. Mookie Betts has said that he's a $30 million guy. Would Mookie Betts get $30 million if he didn't hit as well as he did because he knows the pitch coming? I mean, if he's part of that, I don't know that. But I sure know that George Springer and Alex Bregman might not be as good as we thought. Jose Altuve, who I thought was an amazing guy. He's like 5'4". He's an amazing player. Is he? Because I guarantee you put me out on a field, maybe not today, but there was a time when if I knew a fastball was coming, I'd at least foul the thing off. If you know the pitch coming, at that level, I can't explain how good they are. I mean, golfers today can use whatever iron they want to do whatever they want. It's like surgery. It's like a scalpel in a surgeon's hand with a golfer these days on the PGA level. That's how good these guys have gotten and everything. Baseball players, if they know the pitch, they don't miss that. They might get an out, but they're going to hit it about 100 miles an hour exit speed, which is dangerous at a pitcher. Mike Claiborne said this is kind of dangerous. If the guy knows the pitch, he's going to cream it. These guys are too good. So to get that advantage and then puff up your chest because you're a good baseball player is just like stealing. That's what I think. 359-2255. You're welcome to text us this morning on anything that just happened in our conversation. 359-2255. Text us if you'd like. Here we go with your weather.
Well, it's a roller coaster, Stevie. The winter weather advisory starts at noon today. Today's high 30, down to around 28. Temperature's not fluctuating much. And we've got an inch of precipitation coming our way, so we're adding in a flood watch overnight. A wintry mix. Hopefully not the ice, but that could be happening. And some maybe snow. They're not mentioning much on accumulation or anything. In fact, with a high near 40 on Saturday and a 70% chance of showers, very windy, we're expecting that to go away. Then 12 our low on a Saturday night, up to 15 on Sunday, down to 4, partly cloudy and blustery. Right now the temperature's at 21. ESPN 93.5.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options, it's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
When you were growing up, was there someone who encouraged you and showed you the ropes? Pass it on. Mentor a child. For information about mentoring in Champaign-Urbana, contact Lauren Smith, Unit 4 Schools, 351-3800.
All right, 359-2255. Texter?
Gotta be honest, hearing about the Saints all the time is really annoying. Not a fan of the local teams. Please talk about the Bears and Colts more. Saints are fans are a bunch of whiners. Heck, the Titans are relatively close, and they're actually in the playoffs.
Yeah, you got me on that one. I love the Saints, and that's just because for years of cheering for them, and we love Drew Brees and all that stuff. No, I'm and in this playoff, I am rooting for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
Bears, you know, I just haven't gotten into the Mitchell Trubisky travails because I know that that's a real wrestling match for the Chicago Bear fans, what to do with Mitch Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, Colts, since Tony Dungy left, I kind of dropped off that wagon. I was a fan of Tony Dungy was at Indianapolis, that's for sure. Maybe they'll hire Mike Ditka to be coach again. Then I'll really be a fan.
Okay.
We're going to break for the news at the top of the hour. Steve or offer his money. If you're willing to go spend 15 minutes at Prospect Bank, even take your dog if you like.
Corner Prospect and Kirby in Champaign.
We're giving you a $100 bill to open a checking account. It could be for you or somebody else. It's fine. You have to be a new client. Can't be an existing. It's for new customers. Get you in there. The real hometown.
Yeah.
Eye contact. Small bank. Right at Prospect and Kirby. It's called Prospect Bank. And if you want a $100 bill from Stevie J to open a checking account, all you have to do is text the word money to 359-2255. You want to open a checking account. It's about a 15-minute process. And you'll get an idea. You have to get this going within a week, and you have to tell me what you thought of your experience. Those are the only two stipulations. So text in if you like, 359-2255, 359-2255.
It's Cardinal Caravan Day.
Yep.
We're looking forward to noon at the iHotel and Conference Center.
If you want to join us, you'll see Tommy Edman and Bernard Gilkey and Kyle McClellan. Those are the two alums, but current players will be Tommy Edman. Then it'll be Daniel Ponce de Leon, who took a line drive off the head and survived and came back to be a heck of a pitcher for the Cardinals. Triple A almost died, hit him in the head, on the ground, surgery. I mean, the whole thing, dangerous. And then you'll meet the two bright young prospects of the St. Louis Cardinals, Matthew Liberatore, or Liberatore, we'll get that confirmed today.
Yes.
And then, of course, Nolan Gorman. These kids are like 19. Where were you when you were 19?
Right.
These guys are with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Excellent.
Two of their hottest prospects will be in town. So we'll be there. Doors open at 11. You can buy the raffle tickets to support Fellowship of Christian Athletes. 100% of the money goes to them.
Uh-huh.
Illini Land FCA will be selling raffle tickets
They've
beginning
got those
11.
Free summer camps for the kids. It's great.
Yep. And if you want to do that, doors open at 11. Show starts at noon. If you want to leave to get back to work, you would come from noon to 1.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of time. If you want to hang around for autographs, it'd be 1:30, quarter to 2, but by the time 400 or 500 people get through.
That's right.
One item, please.
That's right. And kids 15 and under get priority. And then we see if we can work in some other St. Louis Cardinal fans.
We always do.
Mm-hmm.
It's, in fact, one of those where we
And heck, the question's ready, too. Yeah. CBJ and the roving mic.
Well, we'll have it in the center aisle. We
okay.
don't try and hand a mic. It takes
okay,
too
gotcha.
Long. So you come to the aisle, and we'll be happy to get your question asked. The news next, ESPN.
Big Grove Tavern at 1 East Main Street in downtown Champaign has something for everyone. Serving great steaks, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, along with a first-class wine, cocktail, and beer selection. Weekend brunches roll out a party with a mimosa bar and breakfast classics. Or maybe you need some private space for your next event, lunch, or meeting. Email sales@biggrovetavern.com or call 237-3505 for information on 3 private rooms. Big Grove, big flavor.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN.